Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Ben Burney, Howard Johnson, Frankie Trumbauer, and Tennessee, and listen to this past week in recording history. Last week, May 30th, marked the birth in 1891 in New York City of Benjamin Anselwitz. You may know him better as the old maestro, Ben Burney. He displayed early virtuosity as a violinist, but enrolled in the Columbia School of Mines to study engineering. He became involved in college shows and, after leaving school, played vaudeville as a monologist and violinist. He met accordionist Phil Baker and they formed a vaudeville act called Burney and Baker. In 1922, Ben formed his own dance band, and they were the first band to play at the new Roosevelt Hotel in New York. They were originally booked for a short engagement, but became the exclusive band at the Roosevelt from 1923 to 29. By the mid-20s, the band was recording and broadcasting and made a European tour. Ben Burney is parodied in a number of vintage Warner Brothers cartoons, particularly for his invented word, yowza, which eventually became a trademark of his radio personality. Following the stock market crash of 1929, in which he suffered major losses, he got his own radio show and was broadcasting regularly. Burney and columnist Walter Winchell carried on a running feud in the 30s, and which was the basis for two movies in which they co-starred, Wake Up and Live and Love and Hisses. Ben Burney co-wrote several songs, including Sweet Georgia Brown, Who's Your Little Hoosus, I Can't Believe It's True, and Strange Interlude. Following a sudden illness, Ben Burney died in Beverly Hills on October 20th, 1943. Here's Ben Burney and all the lads.
Thank you. dreams are born. We'll get the joy that we're seeking. Nobody will be seeking. Out where the little moonbeams are born, we'll sail the heavenly sea and forget our neighbors. There'll only be you and me with little stars for neighbors. We'll leave the world way behind us. No one will ever find us. Out where the little moonbeams are born.
With bottoms up, trouble passes with bottoms up. But while you're swinging, keep singing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Go right to it with bottoms up, overdo it with bottoms up. But while you're swinging, keep saying hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You've got hips, so shake those hips, shake until you're feeling fine. If you get spry, stop and try walking on a straight, straight line. Just make merry and drain the cup. Go through life with your bottoms up. Cause you'll be forgiven for living hallelujah if you do the bottoms up. Thank you.
You had four from Ben Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra. We started off with K.S. and L., the Keller Sisters and Lynch, on June 3rd, 1926, and I Love Her. That was followed by Scrappy Lambert vocalizing on Out Where Moonbeams Are Born. That recording is from around June 10th, 1929, about a month before Elmo Tanner recorded his version with Ted Weems. Next, from George White's Scandals of 1929, it was Bottoms Up. We know Cliff Friend and George White wrote Bottoms Up, but we don't know who sang it in that August 1929 recording. We finished up with an acoustic instrumental with the snarky title of I Had Someone Else Before I Had You. That was written by Harry Harris, Joe Darcy, and Jack Stanley, and recorded March 20th, 1925. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. Last week, May 30th, marked the birth in 1901 in Carbondale, Illinois, of Frank Trumbauer. His mother played piano in movie theaters, and Frank tried his hand at violin, flute, trombone, and piano, but after hearing the saxophone, decided that was the instrument for him. He served in the Navy in World War I, and by the time he left, he could play proficiently by ear, but spent 9 months studying and learning to sight read and to play cornet and bassoon. Over the next few years, he worked for a number of dance band leaders in St. Louis, including Max Goldman, Earl Fuller, and Gene Rodemick. In 1923, he joined the Benson Orchestra of Chicago, and the following year was with Ray Miller. He led a small combo at the Arcadia Ballroom in St. Louis, and in 1925, Bick Spiderbeck joined the group, beginning their close association, working together in orchestras led by Gene Goldkett, Adrian Rollini, and Paul Whiteman. In 1927, Tram got his own recording contract with OK, and in the 30s led his own big bands. In 1939, he became an aeronautics inspector and a test pilot during World War II. He died in Kansas City, Missouri on June 11, 1956. Here's Frank Trumbauer.
If I live or I die, say who? I'm wondering who. Now tell me, who's gonna fret? Who's gonna frown? Who'll be unhappy if I don't come around? Say who? I'm wondering who. Who do you pet? Who do you let steal a kiss full of bliss? Tell me this. What makes you sad, then makes you glad, likes to tease, likes to squeeze, likes to please you? Who's gonna care, who's gonna cry, who's gonna worry if I live or I die? Say who, tell me now, I'm wondering who.
Oh, St. Louis woman, with your diamond ring, oh Lord, you drag this man around by your apron string. Say, if it wasn't for powder and for that store-bought hair, this man of yours wouldn't have gone so far from there. Now let me be your Italy all day until your Igbe all day umske. Now let me be your Italy all day until your Igbe all day umske. And when the Igbe all day umske, you tell him what the Italy all day umde. You know if you don't like my eaches pay, why do you ache I may eat ray? Yes, if you don't like my eaches pay, why do you eche I may eat ray? Why don't you stay out of my orchard and let my each pay eat ray eBay?
Yeah! Here ray way okay. Here ray way okay.
Come on now!
Mm-hmm. Your smile, free and easy style. You're a loving child, I got a feeling for you. I like your turned up nose, like your these and those. From your head to your toes, I got a feeling for you. Did you ever see somebody who could love somebody like I'm loving you? You're the kind of sweet somebody who could love somebody. Could you love me too? Oh my, you're the one I crave. I could be your slave. Honey, let me rave. I got a feeling for you.
Frank Trumbauer and his orchestra had started February 4, 1927, as a smaller band within the Gene Goldkett Band. We began our tribute to Tram with I'm Wonderin' Who, recorded on September 30, 1927, and released as by Benny Maroff and his orchestra because Goldkett had disbanded a couple of weeks earlier because of financial difficulties, and Trumbauer and several other Goldkett musicians, including Bix, joined Adrian Rollini's New Yorkers. The vocalist was Irving Kaufman. A couple of weeks ago, we heard Ted Lewis play the new St. Louis Blues, but next, with some of the lyrics in Igpe Atenlay, it was newest St. Louis Blues. The vocalist on that August 17, 1932 recording was Leroy Buck, drummer in the band. That was followed by a Frank Trumbauer Chauncey Morehouse composition, Cryin' All Day, recorded October 30, 1927. And we finished up with Smith Ballou, March 21, 1929, and Got a Feelin' for You. Last week, June 1st in 1796, Tennessee became the 16th of the United States of America. Tennessee is divided by geography and by its constitution into three grand divisions, East, Middle, and West Tennessee. East Tennessee is characterized by the Blue Ridge Mountains. Middle Tennessee is an elevated plain known for tobacco production. And West Tennessee is the Gulf Coastal Plain, which extends from the Tennessee River to the Mississippi. Half of the population of the United States lives within 600 miles of the state's capital, Nashville. Tennessee was the last state to secede from the Union and the first to be readmitted to the Union after the Civil War. Tennessee is known as the Volunteer State, and its symbols include the Northern Mockingbird, Largemouth Bass, Tennessee Walking Horse, Lightning Bug, Passion Flower, and Tulip Poplar. We're going to begin our musical trip to Tennessee with Lannon's Southern Serenaders.
Thank you.
Boyd Center, S-E-N-T-E-R, and his Centerpedes, a recording band Boyd formed in 1928 and which included the Dorsey Brothers, Eddie Lang, Jack Russell, and Vic Burton or Stan King on drums, and Going Back to Tennessee, a Boyd Center composition. That recording is from January 30th, 1929. Boyd Center was primarily a clarinet player, as we just heard, but he also mastered the trumpet, all the saxophones, a variety of horns, and the banjo. Before that, it was Eddie Condon and his orchestra, October 21st, 1933, in Tennessee Twilight, composed and arranged by Alex Hill, who played piano in the band. We began our musical trip to Tennessee with My Sunny Tennessee, written by Bert Kalmar and Harry Ruby, and recorded by Lannon's Southern Serenaders on November 3, 1921. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. Last week, June 2nd, marked the birth in 1887 in Waterbury, Connecticut, of Howard Johnson. He studied music and began his career as a pianist in Boston-area theaters. He served in the U.S. Navy during World War I, after which he moved to New York City and worked as a staff writer for Tin Pan Alley Music Publishers. His collaborators included Milton Ager, Walter Donaldson, Harry M. Woods, and Archie Gottler. Howard Johnson died in New York on May 1, 1941. One of the most prolific writers of popular standards, his hits include I Scream, You Scream, We All Scream for Ice Cream, There's a Broken Heart for Every Light on Broadway, Kate Smith's theme song, When the Moon Comes Over the Mountain, and these.
my heart, let me call.
The OI 5, the original Indiana 5, recording for Harmony on January 13, 1926, and Running After You, written by Howard Johnson and Irving Bebo. Before that, we heard Neil Buckley with Don Bester and his orchestra and the waltz Let Me Call You Mine, written by Wendell Hall and Howard Johnson. We began our tribute to Howard Johnson with probably his most famous song, What Do We Do on a Doo-Doo-Dooey Day, written with Charlie Tobias and Al Sherman. That was Nat Shilkret in the Victor Orchestra with Johnny Marvin providing the vocal on July 1st, 1927. It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So-called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is UB Blake and his orchestra. Thank you.
My blue days flew over, and I was right in clover when you came back to me. That hoodoo departed, good luck has only started. I'm happy as can be. No more tears, no more fears can come my way, 'cause I know, cheerio, you're here to stay. I'll say my blue days blew over, yes, sir, completely over, when you came back to me.
Beep, beep.
We begin this edition of This Week in Recording History with UB Blake, most famous for his ragtime piano playing, but proving there he could lead a mean dance band and My Blue Days Blew Over. The vocalist on that June 3, 1931 Victor test pressing was Dick Robertson. That was followed by Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra June 3, 1937 in Posen. We finished up with Al Boley with Ray Noble and his orchestra and Night on the Desert, also recorded June 3rd, but in 1934. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.